Right now to a fascinating topic known as snowplow parents. And there's a couple of articles that are out about this. There's one in the New York Times that talks about how this is a generational thing that's really affecting today's world. And it's a generation of parents that have always done things for their kids, and that now creeps into adulthood where they're doing things for them as they're young adults. And being a snowplow parent, they go in front of them with a snowplow, just removing obstacles from their lives, challenges, things that our parents just kind of set us out when we went to college, or maybe after we graduated from college, if you went to college. If not, is when you're 18 and you just kind of figured life out. And yeah, maybe sometimes you had to go back home either to live, or maybe you had to go back and ask your parents for advice or monetary help or whatever, but you were pretty much on your own. Well, now, because of the helicopter parent, it has turned into the snowplow parent, that not only do you hang around, but you are out there snowplowing for your child even as they go into adulthood. And this has creeped into professional sports, and there are tons of examples on it. And this is what the article in Sports Illustrated talks about, how it is really changed the dynamics of college and pro football. And quickly, you can think of examples we've seen in the last couple of months. Dwayne Haskins, quarterback from Ohio State, anytime you saw him interviewed, his dad was right by his hip. His dad was there on draft night when they had the big draft party that was put together. Well, that was put together by Dwayne Haskins Sr. Anthony Davis Jr. doesn't want to play for not only the Pelicans, but also word got out that he doesn't want to play for Boston either. Who does that come from? Anthony Davis Sr. Tua Tagovailoa signs with Alabama. The family moves to Tuscaloosa, where his dad, we've seen him interviewed, he's pretty off the wall. He wants to be there right by his son, who goes away to play college football thousands of miles away. He wants to be there. Kyler Murray, we saw the his process of going into the NFL. Well, who was right there? His uncle and his dad. He goes on Dan Patrick's show, and several tough questions asked by Dan Patrick. Kyler would kind of nervously fidget and look over at his dad. Finally, Dan Patrick starts talking to his dad to get the answers of what's going to happen. Football, baseball, what does he think he's going to do? And, of course, the most ridiculous example, I hate to even say his name. This is going to be the last time I ever say his name, but I have to for this segment. LaVar Ball. He's the most ridiculous. I mean, out in front, touting his kids, paving the way for his kids. His behavior with the female anchor at ESPN has now had him banned from ESPN. Wouldn't it be great if we never heard from him again and just let Lonzo and LaMelo and LiAngelo go play? They seem like pretty good kids, obviously talented players. I don't know how great they are. They're not as great as their dad thinks they are, which maybe applies to a lot of players. But, man, wouldn't it be great if we never had to hear from that helicopter slash snowplow parent again? But I didn't realize this. As the Sports Illustrated article outlines, agents, general managers have about had enough of it. It's gotten so bad that general managers will be calling agents during the year and say, not a complaint about their client, which is the player, it'd be a complaint about their parent, who will be calling up and complaining about either lack of playing time or, hey, I heard this rumor, or I saw this rumor on Twitter, is it true that Johnny's going to be traded? Because and they're just driving the agents and general managers absolutely nuts. The article says nearly every pro agent has a story. One who works in baseball says a player asked him if he could sue his parents to keep them from coming to games. There was a mother who was so addicted to her son's performance, in the agent's words, that he suggested therapy to her. And then the mom, who tracked her son's phone calls on a spreadsheet in order to keep tabs on how much time he was wasting on the phone, she called the agent and said, why are you bothering him so much? Did he want to talk to you? They start, as this one agent says, they start training their kids like an Olympian at age 4, and it becomes a full-time job. When the planets align and you have the crazy parent, you also have the talented child, then you have a professional athlete. He says, I'm telling you, with 90% of the players I work with now, that's what you have. You have a snowplow parent that you also have to deal with. College coaches are saying that they now have to re-recruit their kids because they go there for a year. They, you know, they've signed on. They go there as a freshman. What? Not enough playing time? There's three other quarterbacks here? And the parents now telling them to transfer. Hey, let's get to a place where we can star. So they have to re-recruit them to keep them from transferring. It's everywhere now. And man, I don't know how you stop it, because as a parent, I do know that I've had to stop myself several times. And as my kids have gone to young adulthood and they've gone into the job world, there's times where I thought, man, maybe I should make a phone call or something. And I've had to say, no, this is their thing. They've got to do it. And I think the intentions of the parent are valid. They're good. You always want the best for your kids. But at some point, especially if they're talented and whatever they're doing, if they're, you know, in the world of business and they've signed on with the corporation, it looks like, why can't you stay out of it? If they're a basketball player that's got amazing talent and they're actually going to be drafted into the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NFL, you've done your job. You've put them in a position for that. They don't need you anymore. But you know what? I think part of the problem is because these kids have had a life of their parents always doing everything for them, I don't think it's just the parent that's guilty of it. I think the child is somewhat guilty because he goes to him and says, what am I supposed to do? What am our finances? You know, they have no idea how to conduct business. Some of them socially are a little bit behind, too.
Or have the children gotten spoiled to where they expect the parents to snowplow
for them?
Yeah,
maybe that's some of it, too. Yeah. Jay Billis, who runs a bunch of basketball camps, says he was shocked by the number of parents who stuck around all 3 days of camp. He said, man, back when I was a teen, that's how parents got rid of us. They dropped us off at camp and then they left. They didn't stick around to watch the camp and say, hey, how's my kid doing? What about this drill? Should I do that at home? And they're just driving everybody nuts.
So what's at the root of this? Why are parents more and more becoming snowplow parents? Is it because they can? Is it because our country has turned into an embarrassment of riches for a lot of people and they've got more time or more money or the wherewithal, or it was never an option in the past? What? I don't understand what's at the root of
this. It's just the more involved parent now. I think
it's the more involved parent, and if you have a special kid who's excelling at something, then you're going to be even more involved with that kid than you would be a typically overly involved
parent.
Share
the riches also.
But it happens when you have a non-talented kid as well, like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Isn't
Absolutely.
That a snowplow parent?
Same thing, yeah. They're trying to clear the way for him.
Because
by paying money.
And I think the explanations that I've heard as to why this came about has a lot to do with when we moved from agrarian to industrial and people started having fewer kids, so you started investing more resources in the fewer kids that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kept a creeping line of being involved with your kids' life over and over. And with each generation, we get more and more involved with kids. And we've had our own adolescence prolonged into adulthood, so where the Venn diagram just kind of mixes. You know, we stay younger longer in our heads, and then when we do have kids, then we start getting really involved in their lives and doing some of the same things. And so the idea is that it's not that you're trying to raise adults and then set them off. It's like you want them to be close your whole life, which is very different than the throw a sack of puppies in the river kind of growing up in the country kind of way that we used to do it. You know, four generations ago, we didn't see life the same way.
Yeah, and that scene now is very non-caring. What, your parents didn't even go to your
games? Right, your parents didn't even come to your games?
Mm-hmm. Went on the road and they didn't go with you? What's the deal with that? They didn't love you? No, my parents loved me. They just, that was my thing. I was like, you know, in the case of a college athlete or a pro athlete, that's what I did. And I'm sure those parents still went, but just not to this degree where they wouldn't dare talk to the general manager about, by the way, you're not going to trade him, are you? You know, and get in the way of negotiations and, hey, I'm the point person. If you're going to draft him and pay him, you're going to talk to me. I'm sure that sounds outrageous to the guys who used to play professional sports back in the 70s and 80s. They wouldn't want their parents anywhere near.
But this is not that crazy. I mean, I guess I don't have so much of a problem with this, just because I see this is the way that culture has moved.
Yeah, and I think it applies to more than just, obviously, more than sports. It's everywhere now, and how much, you know, financial help do you give your kids once they get out of high school or college? But I think there is some sort of line to where when the dad starts promoting himself as the spokesman for the next one, and, you know, like I said, LeVar Ball's ridiculous. We can all agree on that, yeah. Can't we?
Sure. Well, why can't you be a spokesperson for your kid? We have tons of great examples of this. The Williams sisters, Earl. Tiger's dad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think the kids end up taking it in the shorts probably more than they should. I think the outspoken parent like that,
you may think you're doing a favor,
who says he can beat Michael Jordan in one-on-one and his kid is the greatest thing ever and he's only going to sign a $300 million shoe deal and it's going to be his own. I think that unfairly raises the bar for his kids, who aren't that great of basketball players, by the way.
There's a big difference between that and going over contract language of, okay, yeah, son, that looks good. Go ahead and sign it.
But I think you can make the argument that the way it's done today, the snowplow parent, I don't make this argument, but I do understand people who would make the argument that it's better than the old days, like Gordon is talking about on the farm, where you just have as many kids as possible to help you work the farm, and if a few die along the way, who cares?
So be it. I mean, yeah, don't get too attached to them, all right?
It's right. It's not that big a deal. Many people would say today is much better to have a fully invested parent, even if they cross the line.
We're just a few generations away from not even telling your kids you loved them.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not too far in the past.
Now, having said that, my belief is that the best is right in the middle somewhere. That you probably should help your kids a lot more than we did back in the farm days. But if you help them too much, you're stripping a lot of the joy of finding your way through life out of their process of growing up. I think the best is somewhere in the middle, the sweet spot, right?
Yes, I think so. And I think a lot of parents probably hit that. But at the same time, I've had talks with other dads about this. Like, well, how much do we do?
And
you want to think, well, I'm going to do all I can because I'm only here for a certain time, and if I can make their life easier, why not? And
because you're not supposed to, I guess would be the answer.
I guess the answer is then they will never be able to do things for themselves. And that may be a little strong, but you may say they may have a more difficult time doing things by themselves, whether that's financially or whatever the case may be.
And that happens. I've seen kids who are just not motivated because their parents did everything for them, and they're just not motivated to go out and
do it. Kids need some adversity.
Yeah, they do.
If you can provide a good life, that's awesome, but they still need some challenges along the way.
I think you're doing a disservice if you give them the fruits of independence, but not the burden of independence. And if they know that they always have a financial safety net and they've always got things they're taking care of, but then they want to pull the independent, hey, I'm an adult to make my own decisions, Dad. You don't tell me what to do. Well, wait a second. Oh, you're independent now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. When you needed the big $5,000 loan and everything. Yeah. Then it was, you're my dad and you're supposed to take care of me, man. But now you want to play independence card. It's just decide which way you're going to go with this and then kind of be consistent with it.
Yeah, and it's hard to be consistent. And I think parents get this way, again, out of good intentions.
Sure,
out of love, and they want the best for their kids. But, man, I think at some point, especially for the athlete, the parent of the athlete, you need to check yourself a little bit, and you don't need to be arguing with their club coach about playing time and direction of the team. That's their experience. Now, if there's some sort of abuse or something like that, absolutely, you step in as a parent and say that's not right. But for the most part, it's their team, it's their sport, it's their career. Just let them play it. All right, it's 9:08 on the ticket. Up next, Gordo's Corner.
Redefining next.